Kaya Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
Well, we're all well aware that many companies within the corporate space, primarily the likes of Discovery, Momentum, and even health groups, have made it quite clear that they will be implementing mandatory vaccination policies in order for some of the employees to make sure that they can work from their facilities. That's to make sure that they have a safe working operating environment and also really assisting government in their aggressive drive to ensure that we are able to reach our vaccination targets in South Africa. Well, we're well aware that this has also caused much concern and frustration as to how to find the balance between ensuring that your workforce is vaccinated in order to continue to keep the economy open and rebolstered, but also being mindful at the same time of respecting individuals' choices and at the same time making sure that their jobs are not in jeopardy. So where does this leave us? Or do we find ourselves in a similar predicament like the UK, where jabs for jobs becomes a theme that we need to consider? Well, to help us provide some clarity on this theme and conversation, we're joined by Business Unity South Africa CEO, Cass Kovadia, who has made it clear that BUSA is looking to go to the courts in order to share a declaratory order on workplace vaccine mandates. Cass, welcome to the show and thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Indeed. Good to speak to you as always, and we're well aware as to how it is that BUSA has been ensuring that we prioritize the growth, the performance of the South African economy. But help us unpack, why go to court to seek this declaratory order?
Well, the OHS regulations already allow for mandatory vaccination under certain circumstances. All we're doing is, and we were in discussion with government and labor at NEDLAC in putting those regulations together. So we don't have problems with that. We just believe that this is a very contested terrain. I don't know why it is. It shouldn't be, quite honestly. I mean, vaccinations, all the science shows that you need to vaccinate protect yourself and protect others. But it is a contested terrain. And within that context, I think we feel that it would be useful just to bolster the OHS regulations with a pronouncement from a court that what we mandated revaccinations are not illegal, that they tested positively in law, and that they would bear constitutional muster. It just creates a bit of certainty. It gives employers the confidence that they can actually do this if they want to without any doubt that they are transgressing any laws. And it just, in the public space, creates uncertainty that we, you know, even the law agrees with a view that vaccination is good, not just from a health point of view, not just from consideration of your fellow human beings' point of view, but also that it helps us to quicker rather than taking a much, much longer to get back to some semblance of normality and to start to get our economy kicking again.
Cass, has business considered what kind of impact this will have then on employment practices or employment structures then, even within their own workforce?
Well, yeah, we're hoping that that sort of clarity will encourage workers to actually vaccinate. We are not proposing through mandatory vaccination taking away any rights of workers, to be quite honest. All we're doing is we're meeting our responsibility as employers to make our workplaces safe for every employee. And that's essentially what we are doing. If an employee decides, because they don't believe in vaccinating, that they're not going to vaccinate, well, employers will try to deploy them in parts of the business where they do not come into contact with other employees. But if an employer is unable to do that, then some sort of retrenchment proceedings could start. We hope it doesn't get to that. But, you know, I just can't understand why I wouldn't want to vaccinate, number one, because it's good for me. But I can't understand why any employee would want to infect his or her fellow employees. And so this isn't an unreasonable thing to do. All the science shows that the more people we vaccinate as quickly as possible, the better it is for our health, the better it is from a human point of view, and the quicker we start getting our economy going. And all of those have got to be good for all sectors of society. And all we're doing through the declarator is, I mean, we're making it very clear to labor and government that this isn't a conflictual thing. We're not fighting with anybody.
Yes.
But we just want, you know, clarity and the courts to say that, look, let's do this thing. for the good of the country.
And I'm keen to get your thoughts. As you say, we're well aware that business does want us to get back to normal. The truth is everybody wants to get back to some sense of normality, yeah. Right? But have you had engagements with Labour as to what their views and their stance are on this?
Yeah, we've raised this at NEDLAC, so we're talking about this all the time. Labour obviously has to look at its constituency as well, and we will continue to talk to Labour, and we hope that we do convince Labour, if they need convincing, why we want to do this. I mean, there's no, you know, in sort of usual employer-employee relationships, there's conflictual issues and so on. Here, there's no conflict. Issue where this is to the benefit of employers, and that's why employers want to do this. And so it's a very different situation to normal labor issues and employment and labor market issues. And so we in ongoing discussion at NEDLAC with labor, and we will continue those discussions, and we hope that we don't get into a conflictual situation on this.
Well, we're looking forward to getting feedback there, Cass. And just very briefly, is BUSA doing this together with other business organizations or parties?
Well, we're talking to a number of businesses, and some businesses might join us as applicants. But we're consulting at the moment with legal people and others to see how best to actually do this.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for that, Cass.
Thank you very much.
Well, our audience has been paying such close attention that we do have a comment on that, and taking to court to in order to get a declaratory order. Lulamile from Sibukeng, you've got some thoughts and a comment on the vaccinations and how the courts should actually rule on this one. Welcome to Kaipers, Lulamile.
Good evening, ma'am. Thank you very much for taking my call. The first one is based on the Constitution. It's a part of the Constitution, the Basic Bill of Rights. The second one is on Act 90, the Occupational Health and Safety Act, and then the Children's Act. The Constitution guarantees me a right to choose. The Occupational Health and Safety Act says the employer must provide a healthy and safe working environment. The third one is the Children's Act, where if a child has to go into a contractual or any legal platform, she or he needs a guardian. So this issue of mandatory vaccination, when does it start? Mm. I have an employment relationship with the employer before the COVID, and COVID is a pandemic. It's something that was not planned. It's something that happened. And the employer's first responsibility is to provide that work environment that is safe and healthy. They were told, in terms of the Disaster Management Act, to conduct a risk assessment. Mm-hmm. One of those protocols was wearing a mask, sanitizing, safe social distancing, and those who have comorbidities can work at home. So we can use technology to our advantage.
Sure.
So this thing of forcing this thing on our throat is unconstitutional, is against the Occupational Health and Safety Act, is against the Children's Act, because a child at 12 years old, how can he or she make a decision? Mm.
You raise a very valid point there, and I think that's exactly why it is that we're looking for, BUSA specifically is looking for a declaratory standpoint, because as you say, it is about a balance of the Constitution and respecting the rights of many South Africans. We're well aware, though, that as you say, this should not impede on anyone's right to health, whether you choose to be vaccinated or unvaccinated. My major concern, though, is that it should not come at a cost of a job, and that certainly companies do need to find alternatives on making sure that they keep their staff employed, but of course still reaping the economic benefits, and this not being used as some kind of wayward excuse to ensure that business perhaps doesn't contribute to creating jobs and keeping the jobs that are currently there. But you raise a very valid point, and as we know, these are debates that have taken place at our dining room tables, at BUSA, in corporate boardrooms, and now I guess will be fleshed out by those players who know a little bit more than you and I in terms of the law, in terms of balancing our constitutional rights, what is also currently intended by the Disaster Management Act, and of course making sure that South Africans do maintain their freedom and flexibility of vaccination and still not being penalized for the choices that they make regarding vaccinations. But Lulamile, I hear you loud and clear on that one. And I guess that's why this is such a tricky one to operate on. But BUSA will be going to court and will receive some feedback as to what the courts decide. And of course, how South Africans do react and shape that particular narrative and argument around it. Thank you so once more to both Lulamile for calling in. And of course, our guest, Cass Kuvadia, who's the CEO of Business Unity South Africa.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.